Well, thanks, Joe. It is really a pleasure to be here today. And I mean, you said that we've been doing this for literally 20 years. I started working in this industry in 1993. It's 2015, so I guess that's 22 years. And part of the key aspects of how we've gotten to the point where our original goal for this was 30 million gallons of biodiesel. When we first started this industry, our goal was 30 million gallons. Now, an average plant size is probably 30 million gallons. So we've come a long way, and the only way we've been able to do that is to partner with our OEM partners and do the work necessary to answer the questions that they have about biodiesel in the engines and vehicles. Because if we answer their questions, then we know that we've answered the customer's questions. And so we've been very, very fortunate to have a positive working relationship with the engine companies and the vehicle companies. We sit across the table every day saying, what else do we need to do to make sure that biodiesel is going to work in these vehicles? What are you working on in your new vehicles to make sure biodiesel is going to work in your vehicles? Each one of the projects that we do, we have a steering committee that engine companies and petroleum companies are involved with, guiding our research to answer the questions that they have. And if we answer those questions, then that answers the questions the customers have. So we're really fortunate that they spend time to sit down with us, design these projects. We've got several projects over the years that we've done. We passed our first spec in 2001 after starting in 1993. They said, that's great. What we need is a spec for finished fuels. So we went to work on that. As Joe said, you know, give us something to do. We'll go work on that. In 2008, after many years of research, we passed the B20 spec. And we're continuing to work on project with oxidation stability, with metals contents, to make sure we're doing the right design work so that these new engines, all these new technology diesel engines that have better fuel economy, cleaner emissions than most of the other vehicles out there, superior fuel economy, work with biodiesel blends. And it's because of that we've had a lot of success. So I really want to thank our OEM partners that are part of this, that have been working with us this whole time. I want to thank our OEMs and our trade organizations. We've got John Deere here. We've got Ford, Volkswagen, Hino Trucks, General Motors, Peterbilt, the Diesel Technology Forum. Without their partnerships and events like this, you know, this wouldn't be possible. And then I'd really like to thank the folks who put in the funding and the money and the effort in order for us to do all this work. Without funding to do this work, it doesn't happen. And we've had excellent funding throughout the years, specifically on our engine program, from the United Soybean Board, from USDA, from the Illinois Soybean Association, from the Nebraska Soybean Board, from other qualified state soybean boards, to work on all the projects that makes all this happen. Without that, it wouldn't be possible. So let's give them a round of applause. We're doing efforts to educate engine companies. We're doing efforts to educate dealers. And all that's possible through that funding and part of the work that Jennifer Weaver and the rest of us do here on your behalf so that we can all, you know, enjoy the benefits of biodiesel in our vehicles.